We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Gene Moore. Gene, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. How you doing, my brother?
Hey, doing great. First off, how does it feel, or how did it feel, when you were signed to Motown Records, the legendary Motown Records?
Oh, man, it was a range of emotions. First, it was fear, believe it or not, because the name is so historical and so synonymous to iconic talent. I started doubting myself and wondering, well, am I good enough? So I went through a period of fear, and then I was went through a period of extreme excitement and then extreme humbleness. So I know I'm kind of all over the place answering that question, but, you know, I was all over the place when I was, you know, dealing with my different reactions and emotions to being signed. But ultimately, I'm grateful to be signed to such a wonderful label.
Your first album, The Future.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that. And first of all, the meaning, The Future, what was that all about?
Well, the Future was named after the song, the very first track on that record. And the lyrics, they come in and they say, there is a seed that's rooted in me growing inside for my destiny. Visions I see and greatness I feel. And so the song is basically talking about how you see yourself in the future. You know that there's greatness inside of you, and you may not necessarily experience that season of greatness where you are in life in that current moment, but you know that something is on the horizon. And, you know, that song speaks to having a positive outlook about yourself and about your career and about your ministry and about your destiny. And so I just thought that it would be great to name that record after that particular song, because it's just it's a projection of hope and faith and, you know, just doing great things with your life.
Growing up surrounded by music and in the church and the son of two pastors.
Yeah.
How much pressure is that on you, Gene?
You know what? It really wasn't a lot of pressure. My dad and my mom, they respect whatever decisions that I make. You know, now, of course, every dad, every father wants to see their sons, especially following their footsteps. But, you know, my father was never one to pressure me and say, you are going to pastor at this age and you have to take over the church. You know, he's always respected my desire to be a singer. And recently, I can't quite say recently, but I will say not too long ago, I accepted my call to being an evangelist, being a preacher. So, you know, things kind of worked themselves out. You know, I always just thought that music was just going to be my entire being. I thought it was just going to be the bane of my existence. And I find myself growing and evolving, and not just singing the gospel, but also ministering the gospel, the word, too. So in a way, you know, I got what I wanted, and my dad kind of got what he wanted, too. But, okay, you know, to answer your question, it wasn't just pressure like that. My parents were really flexible with
it. Recover.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Tell us about that.
Recover is a song of a self-confession, telling yourself that, you know, you may can identify with the mistakes of your past, but you are not the mistakes of your past. And that if you are in an emotional slump or a spiritual slump, you have the power, you have the right to recover. You know, you don't have to walk around with your head hung down. But recover just speaks to having self-confidence and wiping the slate clean in life.
The song Won't Be Moved, your latest single.
Yes, sir.
Is that going to be a new catchphrase, or?
I hope so, man. You know, it was a catchphrase on social media that got really popular a while ago called It's Above Me Now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just hoping that pretty soon, you know, if anybody's going through a rough time or a rough day or dealing with any kind of conflicts with people, they'll just say, you know what, I won't be moved. I'm not going to be moved. I won't be moved. You know, it's a song of just standing, you know, standing on your faith, standing on your hope, standing in your truth, you know, and not allowing yourself to be shaken by other people's opinions or, you know, other people's negativity. It's just standing still and just saying, I'm not going to be moved, because I serve a God that says, and he proves, you know.
What do you like doing best, being in front of an audience at your church doing praise and worship, or being in the studio, or being on the road? What fits you best, Gene?
All of the above.
Okay.
Yeah, all of the above, honestly. I just love music, and when something is your passion, it really doesn't matter what space you're in or to what capacity you're operating in. If it's just your passion, it's your passion. You know, I love singing to a crowd of 100, and I love singing to a crowd of 10,000. You know, as long as I can sing, I'm good, man.
BJ, the Chicago Kid.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about him.
Well, I've been knowing BJ for years, and he's a really good brother, excellent writer, excellent singer. And when the track was presented to me by my producer, Seth Smith, I listened to it and I said, you know what? I have to find the right writer that can really just make this track come alive. And then instantly I said, I'm going to call BJ. So I sent it to BJ, and in about 2 weeks he turned it around. He demoed it for me. He wrote the entire song. He wrote the melody. He wrote the catchy hook. And I said, that's it, man. That's good. So, that's how Won't Be Moved became the movement.
Okay. All right. A little play on words now. What does the future hold for Gene Moore?
I don't want to sound like a cocky person because I'm really not, but I'm going to speak by faith, and I'm just going to be very positive when I say this. The future looks bright for Gene Moore. I went a different direction with this upcoming record versus the first record, and I believe that God is going to enlarge my territory through this record, not just ministering to the body of Christ, but also outside of the four walls of the church, which is what I love to do and which is what we're really all commissioned to do. I believe that many people are going to not just be saved and delivered, but, you know, people's faith is going to be reignited as a result of listening to this CD.
How important, Gene, is it to bring the gospel to those outside of the four walls of the church?
It's very important. You know, I think about when they were after Jesus and when they said, well, why are you sitting down with all of these people, you know, who are basically not like us? I'm kind of paraphrasing right now, but, you know, these people, they're not saved and they're carnal and they don't live right. You know, why do you want to sit down with these thieves and all of these other people? And he said, I haven't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You know, the body of Christ definitely needs ministry because we need to be empowered and we need to be encouraged. But there are those who are outside of the family of Christ who either know Christ but haven't given him a chance, or they just don't know Christ at all. And so it's our responsibility to be fishers of men, just as Jesus said in the Bible. He said, I'll make fishers of men. Well, in order to go fishing, you need bait. And the bait has to be good in order to catch the fish. And so the bait for me is just the music. And I just want to catch as many fish, or I just want to help, you know, bring in as many souls as possible while I'm here on this earth.
Let's talk social media. Where are you, Gene Moore?
Okay, so on Instagram, you can find me at _ Gene Moore. That's GeneMoore. And on Facebook, I'm Gene Moore.
Gene, it has been a pleasure. We thank you for your time and for your insight, and may God continue to bless you and everything you put your hands on, and Won't Be Moved.
Yes, sir.
We speak life that it'll be that catchphrase for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me on, and anytime you want me back, I'm just a phone call away, my brother.
No problem. Our guest, Gene Moore, latest single. Yeah. Won't Be Moved. Gene, thank you for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Yes, sir. God bless you, man.
God bless you, too.